What's up? What's up? What's up? Y'all, we are back. We are back with another episode. Welcome to Identify You. I'm so grateful to have you all here with me yet again. And baby, I'm excited. It is our fourth episode, and to God be the glory. Y'all, I'm 31. Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and here I've cultivated a safe space for us to expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. By the end of today's show, you'll be able to identify you and put your crown back on. So let's get into today's episode. Y'all, I'm so excited. We are back for episode 4. And by the time you guys see this, I'll be 31. And I actually had my birthday photo shoot today and got my makeup and stuff done. And for the girls that get it, you already know you're not going to waste a good face. So I said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and record this episode. So I'm super excited. Today's episode is titled Surviving Hardship and Building Strength. Listen, it is not easy. Okay. So I told you guys that we'll be starting with a song or a quote every episode, and today I have a song for y'all. My girl Corinne Hawthorne, let me tell you, she can blow. She can sing, okay? Like, the first time I ever heard her, I was like, is that Beyonce? Like, she really can sing so good, and I just love her music. And one song, Cry, I absolutely love. You hear me? I love it, because she is just reassuring you that it's okay to cry. Like, life gets hard, baby, and it's okay to let it out and know that everything's gonna be all right. So she gives us permission to feel. Y'all know, heavy on the healing, okay? You gotta feel your emotions and just reaffirm you and reassuring you that everything's gonna be okay. So don't come for me, y'all. I'm not a singer, that is not my gift, but I just wanted to tell y'all a little bit of the lyrics. So go download it and listen to it. But it goes, he'll turn your pain into rest right in front of your eyes. He'll give all your loss back, double up the size. It don't matter where you at, it'll be all right. It don't matter where you at, I can testify. Woo! Listen, I love that song. Like, it's just, it's so good, because it's like, again, permission to feel, but also affirmation to, like, know that it's gonna be okay, y'all. And it truly is. Like, no pain is wasted. God is so good. He can use anything. And I just want to remind you that whatever you are going through, sis, it's gonna be okay. But I also want you to feel. I want you to give yourself grace, give yourself space and time to feel the emotions that you're feeling, to endure the pain. I know it's painful, because I'm speaking from a place, like, I've been there, okay? So, and I just also want you to know, like, it's gonna get better. God is so good. He's so gracious. He's so kind. And he's a healer. So you're gonna get through it. So I just wanted to start us off with that song. Make sure you go listen to it. So our verse of the day comes from 1 Peter 5:10, and it reads, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Now tell me that verse don't reassure you. It do what the song do. You see how I tied those together? Like, our God, the Lord, Jesus Christ, he knows. Jesus knows, because he endured pain, y'all. He went through the suffering for us, so he knows. And he knows that the suffering is just for a little while. And he will restore us. That is the good news, like the restoration. Do you hear me? Like, you will be restored. So I just pray that today's episode will truly help somebody who is in their survival season, where they are trying to find the strength, build the strength, and, you know, just endure. So let's get right into it, because I got a lot I want to talk about. And yeah, I know your girl can talk, but I would like to keep these, like, you know, not too long, because I want y'all to, like, grab something from it and be able to actually go reflect and journal about it, because y'all know we journal over here, okay? Because you got to, like, apply the thing for it to be transformative. You can't just listen to people talk and then you don't go apply nothing to your own life. So I'm just so grateful that God has, you know, given me this opportunity to continue to share my testimony, continue to share my faith with others. And yeah, I hope it blesses someone. So let's go ahead and get into Shakira Speaks, which is, y'all know, the meat of the conversation, where I want to share, like, you know, the good stuff. So number one is, resilience and grit emerge as powerful byproducts of overcoming adversity, forging character, and fostering personal growth. Okay, resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, adapting in the face of adversity. It's not about avoiding hardships, but facing them with courage. Y'all, one thing about it is, you're gonna face adversity in life. You're going to face difficult times, and we can't run from it. You know, the first response is usually like fight, freeze, flight, or flight. Okay. But we cannot run from adversity. We have to be able to face it. And the only way you can truly face it and get through it is by leaning into the word of God, knowing your word and knowing what God says about you, your situation, your circumstances, and knowing that there's a light on the other side. So I just encourage you to face adversity with courage. Like, I welcome it. When I know that, like, it's a storm coming, I know there's going to be sunshine. Okay. The two have to definitely coexist. And through adversity, resilience teaches us to view challenges not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities for learning and growth. Like, how do you expect to grow and become a better you, the best version of yourself, if you don't go through nothing? Like, I always say, be careful, you know, listening to people who ain't never been through nothing, because they ain't experienced life yet. Like, they don't really know, and they can't really help you, because we're all going to experience life in different seasons for different reasons, right? So you have to accept the adversity and look at it as an opportunity. Like, okay, what is this here to teach me? How am I going to grow from this? At least those are the questions that I ask myself. I'm always like, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me now? Like, what do you need my attention for now? Or sometimes it may be something that's circling the block on that life was supposed to teach you earlier, but you didn't get the lesson. So you had to come back to it and face it again. Okay. So just look at it as an opportunity for learning and growth. And one thing my mama always told me is, never stop being a student. She always said, the one thing that nobody can take from you is your knowledge, your mind. So y'all, I love learning. Like, since a very little kid, like, I always, like, want to learn. I want to learn more. I want to know why. I want to know, how does this happen this way? Like, I want to know the details. Like, I want the learning. Like, I just knew it was more, and I just love that. So I look at every opportunity as like, okay, this is a learning opportunity. We're going to grow through this. And that's where my little saying, we growing and we glowing, that's where that comes from. Because as I grow, I continue to glow. And I just want y'all to have that same mindset as well. And each trial, whether big or small, contributes to the construction of inner strength. Resilience is a muscle that strengthens with every adversity face. So it's a muscle. So think about it. Anytime you are, like, building, like, physical muscle in the gym, like, you got to keep doing it to, you know, maintain that muscle, right? So same thing with adversity and resilience. When you keep facing adversity, you keep having resilience, you are building that muscle for the next time something comes. It's like, all right, adversity coming this time, I remember what happened last time, let me keep strengthening that, let me pull some things out the toolbox, out the backpack, out of my resources to help me face this challenge. And not every adversity you're going to be able to fight with the same weapon. Like, you got to know, and that's why you got to wear that armor of God, baby, because you cannot fight spirits in fleshly ways. And we're gonna go deeper into, like, all of that, because y'all, God tells us, like, he has given us a manual. He has given us a guide on how to just do life. And you got to get into that word for yourself in order to know how to do it. And I'm just so grateful that he was so kind to leave us such an instruction manual. So, yeah. Grit. Y'all, grit involves a passionate commitment to long-term goals coupled with perseverance to achieve them despite obstacles. One thing about your girl is I've always had grit. I'm a hard worker, okay? Like, I know, like, I gotta achieve. Like, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep pressing. Like, the end goal, like, it ain't over until God says it's over. So I'm like, okay, like, we gotta keep going. And you gotta have that passion. Like, you gotta want it. Like, nobody can want it for you. And I've also, like, dealt with that a lot, too. Like, I be wanting stuff for people more than they want for themselves. And it's like, I got to back off because you don't even want it as bad as I want it for you. So, y'all, you got to really, like, have that passionate commitment towards your long-term goals and just things that God has called you to, even when it feels hard, even when it feels scary. Like, push anyway. Continue to work towards it. Even with this, with the podcast, like, y'all, I took a long hiatus, a long break, and, you know, there were seasons where God had me quiet and he needed my attention, and then, like, having to come back and, like, pouring and sharing, it's like, ooh, I don't know if I can still do this, or, like, it's not, it don't feel like what it did in the last season, but that's only because God is purifying us through everything. He is making us better. He is making us great, you know, so I just look at it as, like, this is what he's called me to, and I got to have the grit. I got to have the passion to, like, want to fulfill what the Lord has called me to. Like, I want to be a good steward over everything. Like, that is just my reverence for God. Like, I'm like, if he gave it to me, I need to steward it well. So that comes with my children, being a mother, you know, when I was a wife. You know, that comes with my home, my car, just everything, my spiritual gifts, like everything, the people he sends into my life. Like, I want to be a good steward over what God gives me. So I'm going to have grit to continue to persevere despite, like, any obstacle I go through. Like, yeah, in seasons, I don't want to do certain things. Like, I may need to heal and grieve or whatever, but I'm going to get myself together so I can come back stronger than ever. And overcoming adversity requires sustained effort and dedication. Okay. It takes your effort. You can have faith as small as a mustard seed, but faith without works is dead, okay? So you have to put your effort with God, and let me tell you, that partnership right there, magical, okay? Gritty individuals don't shy away from hard work. They thrive on it. So I used to, like, I guess I would kind of say get offended when people be like, you're such a hard worker, like, you're always working, like, everything is about work. And it's like, not that everything is about work, but, like, I know my life mission, and I've known my life mission for a very long time. Like, at an early age, God gave that to me. So it's like, I knew, like, what I'm working towards. And it's not that I feel like, you know, there's different seasons where you gotta, like, there's never really, like, a balance like this. Like, sometimes something's gonna get a little bit less and something's gonna get a little bit more. But I've always, like, had that grit in me to just keep pushing through. Like, even when I was pregnant, I was in labor, y'all, like, at the hospital, and I was on a Zoom call, like, for work. And I'm just like, you know, I'm in labor and I just had a baby, but I don't want to miss this. Like, if I'm called to this, I was called to that assignment at that time. And, you know, I showed up, and of course, like, they told me go rest and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just so passionate about, like, whatever God has called me to in that season. Like, I want to do it with excellence because my father did everything with excellence. Okay. And if I'm his daughter, then I need to mirror that. So, thrive on hard work. Don't shy away from it. Like, you got to do the work. What's that one saying that they say, like, nothing in life comes easy, nothing worth having comes easy? Like, that is true. Like, if it comes easy, and I've had to check myself about that too sometimes, because even, like, with this, and, like, when you're called, like, you know, when you're called, and the calling, y'all, it's a big responsibility. It is. And I have such a reverence for God that it could be a little bit of perfectionism as well. Like, I don't want to mess up. Like, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I study a lot. I'm perfecting my craft. I want to become better. I'm getting coaches. I pay for coaches. Like, you got to be able to invest in yourself, because I don't ever want to, like, I just want to do everything with excellence. So it's like, you got to put in the work, like, whatever it takes. Okay. So just do that, y'all. Gritty people see challenges as opportunities to improve. Like I said before, you should always be becoming the best version of yourself. You should always be evolving. take inventory of your life, look at the areas where you need to grow, and look where you need to get the resources or pull from or hire the coach. Y'all, coaching is so important, and especially just education nowadays, it's at our fingertips, it's online. Like, there's so many opportunities to grow and learn. Like, there's no excuse. Adversity becomes a means to mastery, and setbacks become stepping stones towards success. I always say there's never failure. Like, failure is just a lesson. It teaches you, it teaches you, and it helps you for what's next. So it's a stepping stone. It's a building block. It's like, all right, that didn't work out too well. Now I need to tweak this, do that. Like, it just helps you. It sets you in the right direction. It's movement. And y'all, progress is better than perfection. Like, don't wait until, oh, I just want to wait until I got it all together. It's like, that's never going to be possible. Like, we're never going to have it all together, and we're going to always need God. So you got to, again, partnership. You got to partner with God and do this thing. Okay. So one example that I really wanted to share was Tyler Perry's documentary, Maxine's Baby, because I watched it end of 2023. And it was just so good. And his story, his testimony alone is just always a good example of, like, overcoming adversity and just the strength and the resilience that he had, because he dealt with things like abuse and homelessness and rejection, being told no after no after no after no. But he continued to persevere, and he knew the vision that God gave him, and he continued to push forward and have that faith to know that God is going to work it out, despite what man say. Like, can't no man take away what God has for you. Like, nothing in your life that you go through can stop what God has for you. And you gotta just push through the adversity. And I believe that Tyler Perry's life is just a beautiful example of that. And if you haven't checked out the documentary, I would definitely recommend you do so. It's on Amazon Prime, but he's just one of many. There's so many people who have overcome adversity, and I think it's just such a beautiful testimony. And I believe it's so beautiful that we can truly give God all the honor and the glory when we know that he has helped us through it, and we have built our strength on the word of God. My second point is adversity often serves as a catalyst for personal growth. So going back to that growth, y'all, there are 5 tips that I want to share with y'all. So the first one is acknowledge the disappointment, but stop making excuses. So that kind of goes back to our song of the day and our verse. Like, yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be sad. Yes, it's going to be painful moments. And it's okay to feel those feelings. Acknowledge how you feel, but don't make an excuse. Don't make it a stop sign. Like, this is how I felt. This is it. This is the end. Like, you still have to keep going. Acknowledge how you feel, but don't make excuses. Whew, I could go on and on about that, but we ain't gonna harp too much. Number 2 is write your thoughts down in a journal in a safe space. Y'all know I harp about journaling all the time over here. We got our journal. We do that. Make it a routine. Become disciplined in it. Journaling is so freeing. It allows you to release your thoughts. It allows you to document. It allows you to speak to God in a way that maybe, you know, you can't just speak out loud. Like, sometimes people like to, like, write their prayers and read it because they can't, like, come off the dome with it. And that's okay. Like, whatever it takes. Like, journaling can look different for everybody. Like, do what works for you. Number 3 is change your state of mind. I talk about the mindset all the time. We have to change our mind because our thoughts define us. So you have to go from limited beliefs to empowering beliefs. You have to go from negative to positive. You have to have positive self-talk and visualization. That's like a tongue twister. But I talked about before, like, putting your baby picture up and looking at her or him and reminding, like, you're healing that inner child, or how would you talk to that child? Visualizing the things that God has given you. Put it in picture form. Look at it consistently every day. Know the goal. Know the vision. Number 4 is stay disciplined. Discipline is so, so, so important. And I mean in every area. Like, it could be small stuff, and I'm gonna just share a quick little testimony with discipline. Like, y'all, I knew I always wanted to be like the mom who woke up at like 5 a.m. I got up before my kids wake up. I did all my morning routine before my kids got, like, I always wanted to be that mom. But in the beginning, I was not her. Like, I was sleeping to like 9 o'clock. And I know that's probably not late to some people, but to me, that's late. Because I would make excuses like, I'm the new mom and I'm just tired. I was up last night. But it's like, girl, like, okay, feel all that, but stop making excuses. So I was like, I got to get disciplined. And then after my husband passed, like, I really had to get disciplined because it was just me. Like, I couldn't rely on him to, you know, get up and get the kids or do whatever needed to be done around the house. Like, I got to figure out, like, what works for us. So one thing that I did after losing my late husband is I sold all of our bedroom furniture. Yeah, and I know some stuff is extreme, but some people got to go extreme, okay? So I sold all of our bedroom furniture, and I did not have a bed. I didn't have a bed for almost a year. And I slept on the floor because being on the floor, it's comfortable, it is uncomfortable. So like when it's time to get up, it's gonna make you want to get up even more. At least that's what my mindset was, and it helped me. Okay, I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. so I slept on the floor until I got that discipline down pack. Like, I need to be disciplined, and when you discipline yourself in little small areas like that, it'll, how you do one thing is how you do everything. That is true. Okay, so just start with something small. Like, it don't got to be as drastic as me, but you know, find something that you like really having a hard time with. It could even be your phone. Like, discipline yourself. Stop scrolling aimlessly on social media or just in your emails, just doing stuff, burning time. Like, get disciplined. It's not uncommon to feel like your life is out of control, but focus on what you can control. A lot of times we put so much focus on like things that are completely out of our control. And I remind myself this all the time, and I have to tell my son this too. Because like one example is like, we'll be driving, like the train come and we got to stop. He's like, mommy, I don't want to wait for the train. I'm like, well, baby, that is out of our control. We have to be patient and wait. And that just is a whole lesson right there, you know? So we have to focus on things that we can control and just practice good daily habits. And I really, really, really want to talk more about just daily habits and like books that really helped me on my journey. So stay tuned for another episode on that. And number five is use your sense of humor. Laughter is the best medicine. It'll uplift your mood and others around you. Okay. For me, it takes a lot to make me laugh. Like, it really got to be funny. You know how some people just be laughing at like everything? I'd be like, that's not funny to me. Like, it really got to make me laugh. So y'all, I'm super disciplined, but on the weekends, like, that's my time where I can just chill out and watch whatever I want to watch, or, you know, watch something that'll make me laugh. And you have to find things that'll make you laugh. I don't care if it's a comedian, if it's music, if it's hanging out with friends. Like, find something that brings humor to your life, because it also just makes it feel lighter. Like, y'all, I'm a very like disciplined, like type A, like on schedule type of person. So I be needing that. I'd be like, okay, girl, relax. Like, we do not have to have a schedule right now. Like, just chill out and laugh a little. So I love like going to comedy shows and things like that, and just hanging out with family, friends, and getting a good laugh in. So those are just five things to just help you like with personal growth. And I will like dive deeper into that, because that's what we focus on over here is personal growth. We always, always, always want to be becoming the best version of ourselves and identifying who we are in Christ Jesus, right? So, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to share a couple more with y'all, because I really want, like maybe you already do those things. So I want to share like a couple more with you. Another one is just have faith. Like, that's a given, but a lot of times it's easy to settle into fear or like self-pity, self-sabotage. But in the valley, y'all, we live for the glory of God. And on the mountain is where we see his glory. There will always be valleys and mountaintops. It's a cycle. So you got to have faith. Like, going back to that, faith the size of a mustard seed, you got to have faith. And you have to build your faith. Your faith has to be active. It has to be in motion, okay? And then celebrating your wins. Anybody that knows me know that I'm a celebratory person, and I'm not being apologetic about it, okay? I celebrate everything. Small wins, big wins, birthdays, promotions, I don't care what it is. Like, we're celebrating. And I encourage you to celebrate wins no matter what. And never settle for no. Like, adversity is going to come. Difficult times are going to come. People are going to reject you. You might get no at the no at the no at the no, but there's always going to be that yes. So just keep pushing. get connected with positive minded people, y'all. You got to unplug from the battery drainers. Like I talked about this on the Faith podcast, but y'all, sometimes you have battery drainers in your life or people who is like sinking your ship and like always those Debbie Downers. Like, okay, in this season, like I can't give you the same amount of time and energy that I did in another season because you are bringing me here and I need to be here. So it's okay to, you know, get connected in new environments or around people who you aspire to become. Like you have to be around those type of things so that you can see that it is possible, so that you can hear what kind of conversations they have, and so you can see how they're moving, so you can see what they're doing, so that you can embody that as well on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. And just like communities that love you, like stop settling in places for with people who don't love you for real, who don't care about you, or who always like leaning on you and it's like, dang, is anybody ever there for me? Like you got to pay attention to a lot of that stuff and just evaluate it. And I would just say also just spend time in nature, y'all. Like outside is so important. And I have never been an outside type of girl. I'm a girly girl. I like to be inside. But when I had kids, I was like, I got to be outside because kids love outside. And I want my kids to love outside. So like ever since having kids, like I love outside. We are always in nature. Like I take them to different parks, different things. And we're like in the grass with our shoes off and stuff like that. Like nature is really, really healing. And I think like everybody definitely needs to just get out in nature. So I just encourage you to just really reflect on some of your own experiences. Think about moments that where you felt like you needed to grow, or moments right now where you feel like you need to grow, or a challenging time that you went through, and just really reflect on that and journal about it, you know, in this season, and figure out like based on that list of things that I gave you, like what can I do? What can I implement now? And I always tell people to start small. That's why I was going to do just 5, because you want to start small. You don't want to just try to do too much at one time, like, and get discouraged. Start small. And then as you like make that a habit, add something else. So do it like that. And, you know, pull what works for you. What don't, leave it in or give it to somebody else. And then my third point is a positive mindset is so important. So shift. We always going to be talking about mindset over here. You got to shift your mindset. Go from negative to positive, limited to empowering. Okay. Go from small to big. Remember, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Like we can have like an idea and God's idea is way bigger. Just like the episode I did, like my great versus God's great. Like y'all, we have to expand our minds. Also, that's why it's important to experience other cultures, experience other people who are in different places or different levels than you, because what you're around usually cultivates your mindset. And if you're staying in a small environment where you grew up, like your mindset is just gonna stay just like that. So in order to expand, you gotta get exposure and start putting yourself in those environments. Like it's gonna take effort, which we talked about. Like you gotta do your part for sure. Our mindset influences not only our perceptions, but also our ability to overcome challenges. So again, if your mindset is limited or small, then you always going to be looking at things from this perspective, like, man, I don't know if I can do this. Like, that's too hard. But if you shift your mindset and you start looking at it from a different perspective, like, that's a big challenge. But if I break this down into bite sizes, I can tackle it little by little. Like, it depends on what lens you're looking at it from. So just shift your mindset. And I'm going to continue to always talk about little ways that you can do that because it's so important. And mindset connects to not only your mental abilities, but problem solving skills, health, relationships, your motivation and your goal achievement, and just so much more. So again, like we'll continue to go deeper, but just know like your mindset is connected to everything. So you have to shift your mindset. Okay. I know I shared a lot with y'all with those 3 points, but I really hope that you grab something out of it and just start implementing at least one thing, you know, today, this week. And we're going to jump into our Dear You letter, which is like one of my favorite parts of the show, because y'all writing these letters, I'd be like weeping, like, oh, Lord Jesus. So if you have your journal or you want to, you know, journal after this, make sure you do so. So it reads, Dear You, in the echoes of hardship, remember You're forged in the fire of challenges. Each trial tempers your spirit, molding resilience from adversity. Embrace the temporary struggles, for it carves pathways to your inner strength. You're not just a survivor, you're a builder of endurance, a warrior, a testament to the unwavering power within and faith in God. In the crucible of life, find solace for even the darkest moments. The divine spark of your resilience glows brightly. Trust the process, hold your head up high, and stride forward, fortified by the lessons etched in your very core, with unwavering faith. Me. Woo! I love it. I love it so much. Trust the journey, y'all. Trust the journey. So that is our Dear You letter for today. Let's go ahead and get into Identify You, because by the end of every episode, you should be able to identify you and put your crown back on so you can slay, girl or guy. So, Identify You, our affirmation of today is, I am a survivor. I have survived some difficult seasons of life. I am stronger because of them, and they do not define who I am, but shaped who I've become. I am grateful for God's restoration. That is our affirmation for today. So I pray that this episode has blessed you. I pray that you have taken away something that you can implement immediately into your life so that you can be transformed in Christ. I hope that you are just continuing to become the best version of yourself. I'm so grateful for this journey. I thank you for tuning in today. If you have not already, subscribe to us on YouTube at I Am Shakira TV, and anywhere you stream your podcast, go and stream it right now. And most of all, if this has blessed you in any kind of way, share it with someone that you know, someone that could use it. And share your takeaways on social media, on all social media platforms, I Am Shakira TV. I'm super grateful, and God willing, we'll be here next week. So as always, make sure you walk by faith and slay. Plus pray each and every day, because God, He will make a way. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.